You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Repentance is a crucial moment in anyone's life.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, just as we are, we come to you in repentance for our sins and in faith that you will forgive us for the sake of your Son Jesus who died for us. Give us life, real life, in your love, your kindness, your forgiveness, and your power. Help us to live with continuing repentance so that our lives may be filled with humility and also with the joy of faith in you and in your Son Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, said John the Baptist. Repentance is not popular. It is not pleasant to talk about, and it is not easy to do. Repentance comes hard, whether talking about it or doing it. First of all, anybody who talks about repentance has to be talking to himself. Talking about repentance to someone else without being repentant yourself is to be a first-class Pharisee. It's like bragging about your modesty or telling other people to be righteous while you are indulging in every immorality in the book. Repentance begins at home. That's what the prophet Hosea was saying to his own people. Return to the Lord your God, people of Israel. Your sin has made you stumble and fall. Return to the Lord. And let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins and accept our prayer, and we will praise you as we have promised. Assyria can never save us. We will never again say to our idols that they are our God. O Lord, you show mercy to those who have no one else to turn to. With that, the prophet proclaimed the good news of the Lord, his gospel, which is a part of the Old Testament just as it is the heart of the New Testament. The Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. No longer am I angry with them. I will be to the people of Israel like rain in a dry land. They will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like the trees of Lebanon. They will be alive with new growth and beautiful like olive trees. They will be fragrant like the cedars of Lebanon. Once again, they will live under my protection. They will grow crops of grain and be fruitful like a vineyard. They will be as famous as the wine of Lebanon. The people of Israel will have nothing more to do with idols. I will answer their prayers and take care of them. Like an evergreen tree, I will shelter them. I am the source of all their blessings. That's the gospel of God. It comes from God. It is about God. And it brings to people what God has to give, life. Repentance is the prelude to life, but there is no life without the gospel of God. Life comes from him, and from him alone. Repentance gets rid of the smog and the fog, but only the sunshine of God brings life. Repentance to life comes from God. It does not come from people. even though people have to do the repenting. People do not want to repent. There will be people listening to me today who will resent the fact that I'm talking about repentance. What do they need to repent of? If they do need to repent, who am I to be talking to them about it? Doesn't a preacher need to repent too? Yes, he does. And that's why he's talking to you about it. Only one in the history of the world did not have to talk to himself about repentance. And he came, as the evangelist Mark tells us, preaching the good news from God. The right time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. Repent and believe the gospel. Repentance is turning away and turning toward. It's not so much turning away from something and turning toward something as it is turning away from someone and turning toward someone. Repentance, as the Bible talks about it, is turning away from yourself and turning toward God. It is turning away from yourself, as Job did, who said, "I hate myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." It takes straight talk to bring people to repentance. That straight talk comes from God. The history of God's people in the Old Testament is God calling them to repentance. Chosen by him, they turned away from him. So what else is new? People turn away from him today, all over the place. They actually look upon the moral erosion of our time as a sign that they are being liberated and freed from their enslavement. Actually, they're only sinking deeper and deeper into the morass from which there is no escape. John the Baptist, who preceded the Lord in announcing the kingdom, called people everywhere to repentance. He understood people. Knowing people as they are, he told them to demonstrate that they are truly penitent. He told them straight out that they had broken with God and had to turn from their own way to his way. John went throughout the whole region of Jordan saying, "Repent and be baptized, and God will forgive your sins." The Almighty God does not fool around with our pious pretensions. He does not let anyone off the hook. Church people and non-church people need to repent. Sometimes church people need to repent more than non-church people do. They have wandered farther away from God than those who are sick about their sins but don't know where to turn. God himself is talking to you right now, wherever you are, and saying to you, "Repent, turn from your sins, and I will heal you. Turn away from your sins, and I will give you life." God calls you to commit yourself to him. The only way to commit yourself to God is in repentance, with regret for what you have been and for what you have done. And here no one gets off scot-free without repentance. Absolutely no one. Whole nations are called to repentance. Hosea called the nation of Israel to repent. "Return to the Lord your God," he said, "people of Israel. Your sin has made you stumble and fall. Turn to the Lord and let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins and accept our prayer, and we will praise you as we have promised. We will never again say to our idols that they are our God. O Lord, you show mercy to those who have no one else to turn to." Repentance is a crucial moment in anyone's life. It's the sign that something is happening and that God is at work. If you are sorry for your sins at this moment, is it necessary for me to detail the sins of which you are guilty? If your heart is struck with the aimless way of life that you have been pursuing, if you feel the emptiness of life, which is a kind of living death, then the Spirit of God is talking to you at this moment. It's a crucial moment. Do not pass it by like a fleeting thought, considered for a moment and then forgotten. Pass it by, and the Spirit of God may pass you by. You are not doing me a favor when you repent. You are certainly not doing God a favor when you repent. He needs no favors, and his spokesmen are not asking for favors either. Anyone who speaks for God has to tell people to repent. It's the prophetic message, and it's the apostolic message. The first preaching of the church in the apostolic age was repentance. Repent ye therefore, said St. Peter, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. It's a crucial moment when someone says, I hate myself. I am sorry for my sins. I regret what I have been and what I have done. I have sinned against heaven and against my Father, and I am no more worthy to be called his son or daughter. It's a crucial moment, that moment of repentance. The road from that point can go either up or down. It can go down into the depths from which there is no returning. Feeling sorry can become just another habit, doing no good and often doing a great deal of harm. It can cause depression and even despair. Repentance without faith can be deadly. True repentance is a very human response to the kindness of God. Kindness leads people to repentance, true repentance. Repentance to life, because it is his kindness. Repent is the word, not to death, but to life. The call to repentance comes in this modern age like the voice of one crying in the wilderness. The voice of God is heard, but people do not listen. The precious moment comes and passes, and then it is gone. The voice of God is heard and receives little or no attention. This is a day when there are 200,000 unwed mothers in the United States alone. Youngsters 10 to 17 years of age get into trouble three times more often than they did only 20 years ago. There's a terrific upturn in drug addiction and in venereal disease, all of which is often attributed by the young themselves to a desire to get a kick out of life. What a kick that is. The kick is a lot worse than anyone would ever have thought. And the young are not the only ones. Their elders are keeping pace with them. Hundreds of thousands of marriages are dissolved in the United States alone each year. In many other marriages, husband and wife agree to disagree and go their separate ways. Often the wife is deserted by her husband, and sometimes the husband by his wife. There are communities all over the world where the number of divorced people is coming to be equal with those who are still married. What produces these and other problems, which nobody can deny? These human problems, which break up life and make it a thing to be distrusted and even despised. The reason's quite plain. People have not changed, but their ties with God have been broken. They have no confidence in him. And many of them wonder whether he even exists. The prophets had something to say about similar situations in their time. Change your ways, they said. On your knees before your God, repent and return to the Lord. Let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins and accept our prayer, and we will praise you. John had something to say to people, religious and non-religious people, in his time. Change your ways, he said. Repent, and God will forgive your sins. As the prophet Isaiah has said in his book, someone is shouting in the desert, get the Lord's road ready for him. Make a path straight for him to travel. All the low places must be filled up. All hills and mountains leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight. The rough places made smooth. And all mankind shall see God's salvation. The people who came out to hear John were mostly church people. John had a hard word for them. Piety, he said, is not enough. There has to be faith by which a man is tied to God, not just loosely, but good and tight. Change your ways, said John. The people asked him, what are we to do then? He said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He was talking about Jesus Christ, of course. Whenever you talk about ties with God and even ties with your fellow man, you always come back to Jesus Christ. In Christ, God comes back to you. In Christ, God came, reconciling the world to himself. We see that in Christ's cross, where he died for the sins of the world. He did not die for himself, but for you and for everyone else like you. In Christ, God came, retying the knot between himself and you. That's good news from God. The Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. No longer am I angry with them. I will be to my people like rain in a dry land. They will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like the trees in Lebanon. They will be alive with new growth. In Christ, God is reaching out his hand to you right at this moment. It's the hand of kindness, inviting you to repentance and to faith in him, that he loves you, forgives you, and promises you life. Take his hand. It's open to you. He holds no grudge against you. He does not drag you in, but he waits to receive you. His good news needs to be believed and to be lived. People often wonder what it means to come to faith in Christ and to have faith in God. Quite simply, it means that you say to God, "You are for me. I believe you, and I am for you." The moment you say that to Christ, you set out on God's road. He forgives you, and in his forgiveness, you begin to live again. To be forgiven makes all the difference in the world. It means that you and God are one again. What was wrong has been made up, and what is right becomes a new way of life. God becomes a friend instead of an enemy. That's what it means to come to faith in Jesus Christ. It is to believe God, to trust God, to put full confidence in God, with faith that he knows what he's doing, and with courage to go his way. As Hosea said, "May those who are wise understand what the gospel is, and may they take it to heart. God's ways are right, and righteous people live by following them. But sinners stumble and fall because they ignore them." Believe it or not, it is as simple as that. I did not say it is easy, but the truth is quite plain. In love, God sent his Son into the world to die for your sins. Have faith in that great Son of his, that he did for you what he promised to do. Have faith that God raised him from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God with power. Have faith that he knows what he is doing, and have faith to follow him along the way. It's the way of repentance to life. It's the way of faith to turn around 180 degrees away from yourself and toward God. It's believing God's good news in Jesus Christ. It is living in forgiveness and with forgiveness toward others. And it is looking even now to the full disclosure of the glory of God on the day of Christ's appearing, when he will take care of everything with justice that is his right toward all who have insisted on going their own way, and with mercy and kindness to all who have repented and turned from their own way to him, with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Repent, my friend, and believe the good news of Christ. Repent to life. Amen.